excited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features totally free. So enjoy those again. freetalklive.com. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue, Ian, Wayne, and Mark here in the studio, taking your calls about anything, going to Keith in New York. Still to come, we'll talk about a video, a disturbing, sick video of a SWAT raid that's not uncommon. We'll talk about what happened there. It involves killing dogs in front of babies, in front of children. Anyway, Keith, first in New York on the Amp Lines. You're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, Ian?
What's on your mind tonight, Keith?
Well, just trying to think of some interim solutions. I'm a Free State Project member, but I can't make the move for at least a year and a half, so I'm down here in New York City until then.
Okay.
And I've been doing the writing letters to Congress critters, and that feels like the biggest waste of time ever. Thankfully, Downsize DC makes it convenient, but it still doesn't seem effective at all.
It doesn't, but I mean, I guess the idea of the Downsize DC is that if they can just get enough of those letters go to these people, that will make a difference. So it may not be yours. I guess it's the idea that your drop adds to the flood they hope to create.
Well, certainly.
Once and I do the same thing.
About 100 of their sending off the letters, it feels like you get a real sort of response from their representative. I mean, before that, it's just a consolation, thanks for sending, from an intern. But I have gotten a couple back that they actually seem to try and draft an answer, though, again, it's probably an intern.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any experience like that.
When you were still in Florida, what were you finding yourself doing as activism? I realized you were quite the self-starter. So.
What was that question for Mark or myself? I'm sorry.
Ian.
What was I doing for activism in Florida?
Yeah, that was he's looking for something to do in the interim before moving for the Free State Project.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, I mean, obviously you don't want to do anything that's going to be too risky because you don't want to deal with having court cases and impossible jail time wherever you are. And the things I was doing was outreach, mostly outreach. I was going to – I think I mentioned this earlier this week, but I was going to tell you what. We've got to – we're going to punch you down here for just a moment as we speak to you because something's funny with your phone. All right. So what I was doing was setting up Operation Politically Homeless booths. And Operation Politically Homeless is a program that was come up with by the folks over at the Advocates for Self-Government, which is an excellent group, and I highly recommend that, recommend them. They've got a lot of great books and audios and – stuff that you can use to hone your communication skills. Lots of good ideas about how best to talk to people about liberty. That's what the advocates are there for, is to help you be a better communicator of the ideas of freedom. So go to theadvocates.org, theadvocates.org. You can sign up for their semi-monthly. That's twice monthly, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
You can sign up for their semi-monthly or bi-weekly emails that they send out. They're great. They've got thousands of I think it's over 69,000 subscribers to it. So it's one of the biggest emails out there in the liberty community. And there's all kinds of useful tips and information in there from people like Dr. Mary Ruart and others who are respected folks in the liberty community. But they sell this kit called the Operation Politically Homeless Kit. And if you're in college, you can get it for half price. If you're just the average person, you pay something like $100 for it. And it comes with everything you need to do Operation Politically Homeless, poster size quizzes. And if you haven't taken the quiz, the world's smallest political quiz, you can go to quiz.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to the Advocates website where you can take that quiz. But basically, it's the Operation Politically Homeless booth is you administering and your volunteer friends administering the quiz, the world's smallest political quiz, to whomever it is that happens to be at wherever it is you decide to set up the booth. So whether it's on a college campus, or as I did at I did them at gun shows, I did them at gay and lesbian pride fests, I did them at the county fairs. and I had success at all three events. And as you might imagine, most of the responses, because if you're familiar with the quiz, when you get your score, there's a diamond chart, and libertarian is the top quadrant, authoritarian statist is the bottom quadrant, the left quadrant is liberal, and the right quadrant is conservative. There's also a centrist area as well.
Mush. It's the mush in the middle.
As you might expect, at a gun show, most of the respondents were libertarian and conservative. At the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest, most of them were libertarian and liberal. And the county fair was all over the map. But I had a blast doing this, and it's a great way to get the ideas of freedom out there, to get the quiz into people's hands, to get them thinking.
When people score libertarian, you can talk to them about the Free State Project. There's a trifold that you can get at freestateproject.org, where you can actually print these up and then sign people up for the Free State Project right there, because I don't think telling people about the website is nearly as effective as saying, hey, let's get you signed up for the Free State Project now.
That's something you can do. You can use Operation Politically Homeless to identify liberty-minded people and then pitch them with whatever other organization you'd like to represent. So when I first started doing these, I was doing them for the Libertarian Party before I got fed up with them and moved along. But doing them for the Free State Project works, and whatever other thing floats your boat. So pretty much it was outreach. Does that answer your question?
Quite thoroughly. And then just one quick question. I found myself, every time I start a discussion and move it towards liberty, I'll usually want to push the person towards Free Talk Live so they can finish the rest of the journey on their own, or hopefully continue it at all.
Mm-hmm. Not
so
a bad
I
idea.
Decided, if they have a smartphone, it's easy enough to just do the Facebook and get them to the fan page, but not everyone does. So I printed up, and I went to VistaPrint and printed up some basic business cards with Free Talk Live and the Liberty Radio Network on them.
Oh, great.
So I was wondering if there's any critiques to what you would like on them if this continues. And
it's up to you, man. Whatever you think will work best with your audience. I don't care. You know, you guys can go out and make your own flyers. We have pre-made flyers at promote.freetalklive.com that you can print out and fill in some blanks if you have a local radio, like a local radio station that you can listen to the show on, as some people do in their areas. But you can also use our graphics. We put our own graphics, show logo, the font that we use for the show logo. All of that stuff is up at promote.freetalklive.com. So those are ways that you can use to create your own flyers. And I don't oversee this stuff. If somebody sends me some of their flyers, it's like, great, thanks. You know, appreciate you doing that. Do whatever you think is going to work best.
All right. Have a great night, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there. And one of the things about doing outreach like that, for me at least, was a real good growing experience for me, having been and still am to some extent a little more of an introvert, I think. I may not seem that way when I'm doing a radio show, but one of the things I don't like to do when I'm out and about is talk. When I'm in a group of people, first of all, because I feel like, well, people hear me enough. If they listen to the show, I get 18 hours a week to speak my mind. And so when I'm out, I typically am silent.
Yeah, I don't. That doesn't affect me the same way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not silent. I'll talk. I talk to people when I'm out. It's just that's how I was, right? I was an introvert, and getting out there and going and doing these events really helped me break out of that shell. It really helped me. I mean, I was, not to toot my own horn too much, but who else is going to? I was more effective than everybody else doing those Operation Politically Homeless booths. The average person that I would get to help me out with those booths, and I appreciated everybody that would help out, but first of all, it was like pulling teeth trying to get people to come out and work at them. And then when they came out and did it,
actually showed up.
Some were better than others, but mostly it was they would stand there, and then when people would come up to, they'd pass by the table, and if they would happen to stop, that's when they would go ahead with the, okay, here's this quiz, here's what we're doing, da 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 da. I was actively like a carnival barker, bringing
hawking
people,
your liberty
hawking
wares.
People in.
Hot dogs, yeah.
Throwing it out to them. Hey, you know, have you taken the world's smallest political quiz yet? And, you know, things like that. Pitching, essentially, people as they were walking by. And, of course, you're going to get a lot of no's because people, you know, for whatever reason, they're busy, they're doing things, they're off going somewhere else.
They're scared of booths.
Yes.
People, it's funny how they want to go through the area with the booths and they're scared of them.
It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-9602. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-9602. That's 800-204-9602. 800-204-9602.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring them in. Take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies
that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. You can become a Shriner, ladies, if you would like. It's not a beauty contest. It's just something to show you off to prove that Free Talk Live actually does have ladies listening, because the talk radio industry is typically seen as a male-dominated and male-oriented program that is listened to primarily by males. So that's kind of the purpose of the Shrine, is to disabuse people of those notions for this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Oh, hey, I didn't turn your mic on. How about that?
My mic wasn't on?
Nope. Now so it is.
My wife wanted to get one of those baby reading kit kind of things that have been advertised all over. There's one very popular one, and she researched it, and she found that a lot of people had problems with it, especially in the area of returns, and that they didn't stand behind the product. And so she wanted to get something else, and we ended up getting the kit at babyreadingkit.com. And my son Jack has just been bananas about this. He doesn't want to see any other videos. He wants to do the flashcards that come with them. He picks them up, brings them to me, and then says, "Read this." He wants his mom to do them. He's just bananas about them. We've certainly seen a huge result as far as language with him. I'm not willing to say that he can read after 2 months of doing the program, but I've seen big results, and your child can have big results too. Go to babyreadingkit.com. It's worked for my family, and I think it'll work for yours. Babyreadingkit.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we just got off the phone a moment ago with Keith in New York. He was talking about what to do in the meantime between now and when he's going to eventually move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Of course, the Free State Project, a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all coming together in the same place in order to get active for freedom. But not everybody can move tomorrow. So between now and whenever it is you can move, what can you do in the meantime? And I suggested doing some outreach with the Operation Politically Homeless booth, which is something I know real well. I've done a lot of it over the years. And that's an easy thing to do. It's low cost. Actually, well, it's low cost to get the booth. It may not be low cost to get into the events where it might be most effective to set up the booth. But you can also set it up at a flea market if you want to, and that's fairly low cost. So gun shows, for me, it was like $70 for a weekend, so you get to go in on both days and you have your own table. The county fair was incredibly expensive. That was like $700.
Gosh.
But it was a 9-day event and 12-hour-long days or 14-hour-long days.
How about farmers markets? There's a lot of those in the summer.
That's a good one. Yeah, anywhere people are gathered where they're not in a hurry. So you want to find places where people are, enjoying themselves, and they, they're not trying to rush from one place to another. That way you can actually reach out and bring them over to interact with
you. Sure, that's the whole purpose of booths.
Exactly. So that's one of the things you can do. But what are some other ideas maybe that Keith could engage in New York, the Empire State, while he's waiting to move to New Hampshire?
Well, there's always promote.freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of ways that you can promote Free Talk Live. And Free Talk Live is an extraordinarily effective way of telling people about the ideas of liberty.
It's true.
With the Operation Politically Homeless, you can identify people who already have some ideas about liberty, and some of them may really even understand them. Some may just sort of be sleepers that you have to educate a little more. But Free Talk Live is very successful in bringing people who may be conservative or liberal, not so much authoritarians, I don't have much hope for them, but maybe, on board with the ideas of liberty, because, well, it's not you. It's difficult for one person to another to do the education thing. It's much easier from the standpoint of them listening to the ideas because, well, they can't derail you and that kind of thing. So Free Talk Live, extraordinarily effective.
That's a good one. Wayne, any ideas?
Well, in what regard?
Well, what can he do besides outreach, besides spreading Free Talk Live? What are some other things that he might be able to do while he's still in New York and not put too much of his butt on the line, basically, as far as activism is concerned?
Well, I think that you can talk with people. You can start to get interesting conversations. For example, Mary Ruart's book, if you have certain people that you might think are inclined to that, rather than trying to educate them and talk with them right out loud about everything and trying to, in 5 minutes, hand him a book or lend him a book, and so they have to give it back to you. Then you can talk with him more about it.
Absolutely. That, agree
that's
with that.
Very useful. The other thing is maybe you might find a video or an audio, a podcast online. You can burn a CD of it and give it to somebody.
How about Penn & Teller's BS or John Stossel's new show, Stossel? These are great tools that you can use. And I'm sure I don't know what Penn & Teller would say, but I know John Stossel says, hey, put my stuff out there. You know, put my shows out there and get people seeing these things, because it's so important to get the message out. Of course, we feel the same way. Put Free Talk Live out there. Maybe reaching out to schools with the School Sucks podcast. We were just doing that today. We've been doing high school and middle school outreach here in Keene, where we'll go out and unfurl the Free Keene banner and hold it and wave at the kids as they're, you know, being taken out on the school buses. So we get hundreds of eyes on our banner. We go once a week, so we're there on a regular basis. And just today, we started adding another sign. So we actually had three people out today instead of the normal two. The third guy was holding a School Sucks podcast sign as the school buses. We got a couple of yelling school bus drivers at us. One guy gave us the thumbs down. They didn't like that very much.
There ought to be a law against that.
But as you might imagine, we got a fairly positive response from the students from the School Sucks podcast sign. So that might be an idea, so to reach out to different groups. And, of course, younger people are more likely to make a move for the Free State Project, more likely to absorb the ideas of liberty. Fully Informed Jury Association, that's one that you can do where you are, providing you've got more than just you. If you've got a friend, then you can do Fully Informed Jury Association outreach. That's where you go to the local courthouse, find out when they're going to do jury selection. It's fine to go to the courthouse and just hold and hand stuff out any old time. That's fine. That's what some people do. But if you really want to be effective, I think, this is just my opinion, as a fully informed jury activist, to reach out to people and explain to them what jury nullification is, the idea that as a juror, they're the final check and balance on the government, and that they absolutely have the right to vote not guilty, vote their conscience in the jury box. They can say, "I this guy's not guilty." Yeah, okay, clearly the evidence shows that he committed this so-called crime, but I don't think that should be a so-called crime, not guilty. Jurors have that right, and that's a very powerful form of outreach, because you could save somebody's somebody's life. You could save them years of their lives from being stolen from them by successfully reaching out to the right juror, which is why targeting the actual jurors or the potential jurors is the best thing you can do. It's nice to hand out the flyers for Fiji to anybody. Okay, fine. But if you really want to get, invest your money in flyers and then get them into the right hands, you want to get them to the ones that are going to jury duty, going to the selection process, and hit as many of them as you possibly can with the Fully Informed Jury Association info. But you don't want to do it alone, because you will become a target from the different court security officers or sheriffs or whatever armed agents might happen to be in the area of the courthouse. But otherwise, it's a real cinch. You go out, you've got 100 flyers, 200 if you're, depending on how big your city is, but you've got a bunch of flyers. You stand out in front of the courthouse during the time that jurors are supposed to show up for the selection process. You can just offer them to everybody that walks in. Don't ask them if they're a juror. Just offer it to everybody. So even if they're the court bureaucrats that are coming in, that way they can't accuse you of tampering with the jurors. Just offer these flyers to everybody, and a whole bunch of people will take them, and they'll learn about what jury nullification is. So again, maybe a little riskier than the quiz outreach, but not really. If you've got people with you, you're pretty safe. Free Talk Live.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3567.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, there are ways you can help us out. We were just talking a moment ago to Keith in New York about what are some of the things you can do as a liberty-loving person to get the ideas of freedom out in your local area. Perhaps you can't move immediately to New Hampshire and join the Free State Project and move immediately. You want to do something in the meantime. There are a lot of things you can do. You can do outreach from Operation Politically Homeless from theadvocates.org. That's a great thing to do. The Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org. I didn't give the site out. FIJA.org. Great website. Lots of resources, flyers, brochures, things like that. Those are two easy ones to do. We've got our own flyers at promote.freetalklive.com. But you mentioned, Mark, that Free Talk Live is a real good tool to get the ideas of freedom out to the masses. And I was thinking one of the other things that you could do is call your local talk station. Not just on behalf of Free Talk Live, not just to call to say, hey, you should take Free Talk Live, which you should do that. You can go to localfaq.freetalklive.com to learn how and get some tips. But, I mean, also call your local talk radio shows. Local talk radio can be very, very popular, and they've got a loyal following of listeners, these local hosts do. To some extent, some are more liberty-oriented than others. Doesn't matter how oriented the show host is to liberty. What matters is, can you get through to get your ideas on the air?
The big issue.
And if you can, depending on the size of your market, the ideas that you're going to put out there are going to reach a lot of people. In fact, the Free State Project, particularly, there was somebody that called a Boston talk radio station within the last few months and mentioned the Free State Project on the air on what, you know, a show run by some statist. But there were a tremendous amount of signups that came from that one guy calling a station in a major market like that. So that one mention of the Free State Project connected with the people that were waiting to hear that message. So calling local talk radio might be another way to get involved. And creating media as well is something else that that you can do. Starting your own podcast, or maybe starting a local cable access show if you've got a cable access channel in your town, taking the opportunities that are present there. So I think we've suggested some good ideas here. And if you've got something you want to add to this discussion, we'd love to hear from you. What is it that people can do in their local area? And I think it's regardless of whether or not they're Free Staters or whether or not they're going to come to New Hampshire, because if you're going to stay where you are, you certainly have an interest in...
Right. The ideas of liberty need to spread everywhere.
In reaching out.
By the way, I wanted to add one quick one, and that is develop a small email list among people you know and trust where you can share articles back and forth and YouTube videos and things. Educate each other, and then all of you can branch out further from there.
Absolutely. Let's go to your phone calls. And ladies first, Shannon in Mississippi. Unless it's a guy named Shannon, I'm not clear. Hello, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yes.
It is a guy named Shannon. Okay, well, anyway.
Yeah, you still there?
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
There's a lot of things on my mind tonight. Excuse me.
That's all right. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, you still there? I'm
yeah,
having a little problem with my cell phone.
You sound you fine. So, yeah, you sound fine. Just go ahead.
Okay. Hey, I just want to talk and let everybody know, this stuff is on CNN, Fox, ABC, and everything. It is a catastrophic lie to anybody. And if anybody...
I'm not even sure what you're talking about. Hold on. You said this stuff is on CNN. What are you referring to?
Well, the stuff is on CNN about this Times Square bomber and all this kind of stuff. You know, they're telling us he's from Pakistan. He's done all this. He's done all that. But how do they get him on an airplane? How do they get on the news and tell us it's a plot bomber that's going to destroy New York City or blow up something in New York City? I don't understand where they're coming from. And then they cut the news off, and then they show us this oil leak, and we know that everything is set up by the CIA. The leak is coming in.
Well, I don't know if that's the case.
We hear nothing about the illegal aliens.
So wait a minute. Well, hold on a second here.
Arizona.
Before you get all into the immigration issue, because we'll definitely have it out with you on that one. But before you get on to that, is this the conspiracy theory that's floating around about the oil leak? Is that the CIA was involved somehow? Because you said that
is,
we know this, and
you?
I don't know. Well, I have no belief system about it. I understand that there's a leak and that there was an accident, an explosion, and I don't know of anything else beyond that. This is the first I've heard of this particular theory. So how do you know it? You said we know that the CIA is behind this.
Well, I mean, if you listen to Obama with his little thing here on TV right now, the old Riley Factor, you know, there's not a few things on this human care bill about there's a few things. No, there's 100 things.
What's that have to do with the CIA creating the oil leak? Are you listening to us on your computer?
No, sir. I'm listening to you on my cell phone.
On the cell phone. Okay, I thought I heard the show in the background there. So you're kind of all over the map here. You haven't really given me any idea as to why you believe the CIA is behind the oil leak. Is it just a paranoid conspiracy theory?
Why would Obama send SWAT teams out?
What?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Why did Obama send SWAT teams
to the oil platform?
That's weird. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't even know about that.
I heard that.
What are they going to do? Shoot at the ocean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or nationalize the oil industry.
Well, what else can they do? I mean, that's what they have at their disposal.
Yeah, they might as well send out a troop of guys in a clown car. I mean, you know. What were they going
to
do?
Maybe he said that to make him think.
I'm seeing right now all these checkpoints set up with the military and everything like that. But why would Obama take over? And let me say this. If you've looked at it, Barack Obama, Barack means, what is this, lights? And then Barack means lights. And then Obama, it means from the heights. And if you look in the book of Hosea, it also says straight from Satan.
What is the book of Hosea? Is that a religious doctrine?
Hosea is a book.
No, look it up. It's the truth.
The book where?
In the Old Testament.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Oh, he knows.
So you're saying what now? That Obama is an agent of the devil?
I'm saying, Barry Sapparo, a.k.a. Barack Obama, yes. And if you look it up,
was George Bush, just a point of clarification, was George Bush also an agent of the devil, just wasn't as obvious because his name was regular?
No, I'm not saying that. But George Bush, if you look it up, when he was at Skull and Bones, his nickname was Magog. And that means servant.
How did you find that out?
Yeah, did some of the Skull and Bones guys tell you that? Did Gog tell you that, or?
Geronimo Skull did.
Who's Geronimo Skull?
No idea.
I don't know.
Allegedly, the Skull and Bones, somewhere way back when, they stole Geronimo's skull, and they were being sued over it by Geronimo's descendants, and it's all kind of crazy.
How would you know? I mean, if the Skull and Bones is a secret, if the Skull and Bones, Shannon, is a secret society, how would you find out what George Bush's name was?
How would I find out what George Bush's skull?
Yeah, how would you find that out?
Right.
Somebody leak it out?
Let me ask you this. Yeah, I'm going to leak it out. Do your research on history. Every time they have breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they bring out plates from Adolf Hitler.
Wow, that's
who does?
Pretty spooky. I think he means the Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones.
So did they only start after Hitler was around, or was this organization around before that? Because I understand that it's a much older organization. Who did they on whose plates did they dine prior to Hitler?
Mussolini.
What? Were they around the same time period?
No, I know.
Thank you for the call, Shannon.
Napoleon.
I'm still a little confused, but I don't want to go any further. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and I fail to see what the relevance of what George Bush's secret society name is.
It's Magog.
Whatever.
Means something bad.
800-259-9231. They're both the heads of the most violent organization in the world. That's all that you need to know.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it.
others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there. They are free for you. freetalklive.com. And one of the ways you can support the show is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. We were talking about how this show getting on to more radio stations is a good thing because it allows new people who've never heard real liberty-oriented ideas, real principled ideas, to come across, to just randomly encounter them when they're scanning the band on their radio or when they're getting in their car and they're turning on to their favorite talk radio station in their local area. We've got over 70 stations, 73, 74 stations now. Just
74.
Got more coming in now as well.
Yeah, it's getting to be so many that it's hard to keep track.
And so getting on more stations means more new ears hearing the ideas of freedom. So you can help us do that by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And you get success stories like this. So I just want to share this. I got from a brand new amplifier, somebody who – and most of our amplifiers are people that have that are internet listeners, because the internet listeners to Free Talk Live are – well, they're not unless they're listening live, they're listening in the podcast, they just aren't hearing as many commercials. So becoming an amplifier is a good way to kind of pay for your internet subscription to Free Talk Live, even though we give it away for free. Our radio listeners are listening to all of our commercial breaks, so they're hearing our advertisers, our wonderful advertisers. And so normally when you get a new amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, somebody who's sending in as little as $3 a month to help us market the show to new radio stations and get on more internet connections and bring new ideas to new people. So when you get those people, they tend to be from the internet listener side of Free Talk Live, even though our radio listener side is much larger. We've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of people listening on the radio. We've got a few thousand.
And they're paying by listening to the ads.
Right, right. But we've got a few thousand listeners on the internet, but yet most of our amplifiers are from the internet. It's rare that we get one from the radio, but here's one. This guy came in with $25 a month. He says, I found Free Talk Live because my radio was already tuned to WFTL. That's our Saturday affiliate in South Florida. Yeah, no, not Tallahassee.
Oh, yeah,
WFLA.
FTL.
Okay. WFLA is in South Florida on the East Coast over in West Palm Beach. And he says that my radio was already tuned there as a matter of habit. The first show I heard by chance intrigued me, so I went and Googled Free Talk Live. Because I'm only able to listen to you guys live on the radio on Saturdays, I became a regular podcast listener for free. I now download your podcast and listen to you every day at work. Although I'm not totally on board with an anarchist society, you have convinced me that government is a violent force and needs at least to be limited and accountable. He says, I do see a need for a limited central power. I always thought that the federal government would fall with a violent revolution. You have showed me that violence is only responded to with more violence.
You know,
thank you for that. I really appreciate all that you do for the liberty movement.
And, you know, I don't disagree that maybe it's necessary to have a small, limited government to keep the peace and to, you know, to have a society that grows and prospers. Maybe it's not. I don't know the answer, and I wouldn't presuppose that I do. I have a guess, and my guess is that it's likely it does, at least in the current iteration of how society works. But, you know, I also don't propose to know exactly how the future is going to go. So that's why I'm for voluntary interactions whenever we can have them. And the most important issue to me as far as it goes is peace.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that as a radio success story, not only because he found us and decided to give us money, which is great, but it's just as an example, just as an example of what's happening out there. Remember, the guy that just sent us that email is a percentage of a percentage, if not a percentage of a percentage of a percentage. I mean, he's somebody who found the show on the radio, stuck with us, liked it, went.
Listens to the podcast.
Found more, got more on our website, decided to pony up and email us his story. So we don't know how many people are out there just coming across the ideas of freedom and having the same kind of mindset shift, the paradigm shift that he has had, that he has probably just begun to have as well, because it's all a lengthy process of coming to understand where you are and where you want to go. And as he pointed out, he used to think violent revolution was inevitable, and now he believes in peace. I mean, how powerful is that? That's a tremendous shift, a huge change for somebody who was just, prior to finding our show, another conservative talk radio listener. Just listening to his favorite conservative talk radio station. All of a sudden, you know, record scratch. There's Free Talk Live on Saturday nights, and it's like something completely different and something that, for him, he listened to.
It is completely different.
Yeah. He listened to, and it made a difference in his life.
Yeah, Free Talk Live delivers a message that's entirely different than what they're encountering on the radio. And, you know, that's what the Amplifier program allows us to do. Is
your $3 a month allows us to find listeners like that. 1-800-259-9231. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to help us out. And you get perks. You get access to the Amp-only call-in lines and chat room. And you get the Amp-only form. Although, really, the Amp-only chat room is kind of dead, so I shouldn't mention it. But it's because so many people are just using the regular chat. We now have a regular chat room for everybody. There was a number of years where we didn't have that. Anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, and it helps us out. We go to your phone calls across the pond to Ziggy in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Ziggy, what's on your mind tonight?
Right, we're having a general election here in a few hours. The polls will open. I have a question for you. It's unclear as to who's going to win this election, and one of the reasons is that the pundits reckon that a third of the electorate still haven't made their mind up. That tells me a lot of people are very fickle and are sheep, basically.
Well, it could mean that they think their options stink so terribly badly that that it doesn't, you know, that they just don't know.
Now, funny enough, there's been record levels of people registering to vote this time round.
Hmm.
So they reckon that the turnout's going to be quite high. But there have been people who have been, you know, saying, no, I'm not going to make my mind up until I get into the polling booth. And it's kind of like, how can you, you know... How can you make a decision on who's going to govern you, in a split second like that?
It does seem odd to me. I don't make my decisions that way, but, you know, I don't know.
It's worrying because it seems to me, I've often reckoned that a lot of people I've known in the past have swapped their votes from the government in power now to the government in power later, as in they'll vote for the devil they know, or they'll vote for the front runner, they'll vote for a winner.
Yeah, that's really funny. As if your vote matters at all when it comes to that. When, you know, I don't know how it works there in England.
But then you feel like a winner.
But it's so silly. You know, if your guy wins by 100,000 votes or 100,001 votes, it doesn't matter. You might as well vote for the one you like.
But then you're on the winning team.
No, you're not.
And you win. You can
just lie about it and say you did.
You have to stop the evil team.
It's joining a bandwagon, basically. That's what I reckon.
Yeah.
It's that whole animal mentality of running with the pack.
Mm-hmm.
I really do think so. And it worries me that people don't, you know, have principles which, you know, they base their vote on. You know, they're going to go, oh, I'm open-minded, you know, to all possibilities. And that does worry me because I do know that in Nazi Germany, some of those who became the most fanatical Nazis started off with having, you know, no politics whatsoever.
Mm.
You know, no principle. You know, and they got brainwashed, basically, because they were so open-minded. And I think when it comes to politics, sure, you should have principles and be flexible upon those principles to a certain degree. But, you know, you should have principles nonetheless. You know, and I would prefer people did have principles because I want to know where people are coming from. And I think one of the problems we've had in this country is we live in a post-ideological situation where the parties sort of swap around their political views. You know, you used to know where each party stood, and then, you know, things have sort of evolved into a state where, you know, a party is shouting for one thing one moment and then they're shouting for another thing, which you didn't completely expect them to shout for. You know, they just want to stay, they just want to be in power.
Whatever will get them reelected, sure.
Well, in this country, Ziggy, as you know, probably know, at one time, the Democrats were the warmongers. They got us into World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and then it shifted, and the Republicans became the warmongers, although the Democrats pretended to oppose it, but then, of course, they secretly supported it, too.
Right, because Obama certainly is as warmongery as Bush.
Oh, he's outbushing Bush.
Yeah.
Thanks, Zig, for the call. Good luck out there. Appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. I'm sure whoever wins, the people of the United Kingdom will lose.
Yeah, that's a foregone conclusion.
And that's just it. The people that vote for the winner and they want to, you know, pat themselves on the back. I won!
They're a bunch of wieners, too.
Well, yeah, you're going to lose.
Mindless. I mean,
unless you like the idea. Unless to you, winning means losing freedom. Because that's usually the result of electing these people.
Everybody votes and the government wins.
Yep. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Hour number 3 is on the way. Still to come, we've got to talk about this video. The SWAT team video that you can see over at freetalklive.com. It's the top story tonight. It's also over at freekeen.com. Check it out. We'll come back with more.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.